Thank you very much. What a wonderful and exciting day for the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Kentucky's economic security has long rested comfortably on farming and factories, not to mention a touch of bourbon now and then. But as I stated recently in my State of the Commonwealth address, it is time that we also advanced a reputation as the land of ideas, intellects, and engineers. Jobs from manufacturing facilities are welcome, and they are extremely important to us. We are also aggressively seeking facilities such as research and development laboratories, where questions are poised, theories are tested, and solutions are found. We seek more patents. We seek creative thinking. This center for animal nutrigenomics and applied animal nutrition fits exactly the vision that I have in mind for our state. With its cutting-edge research and focus on real-world application, work done here over the next decades has the potential to lead a revolutionary change across this planet in arguably the most basic of human needs, how we feed ourselves. And no wonder the potential impact is so great. This is the first animal nutrigenomics facility anywhere. For Kentucky, this facility is particularly exciting and valuable because it builds on our historic strengths, crops, and livestock. This is agriculture of the most advanced kind. I commend Dr. and Mrs. Lyons for their vision in organizing Alltech 28 years ago. The company now employs 1,900 men and women in 113 countries around the globe, including about 350 people right here in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. We appreciate their investment in our state and their loyalty to our state, not to mention the jobs this new center has brought. And we're very impressed with not only the depth and sophistication of their work, but also its diversity, from seeking to influence the genes associated with aging, to aquaculture, to the rural biorefinery project, integrating feed, food, and fuel production. We only have to look at tomorrow's symposium, which will bring researchers from more than 70 countries to Lexington to get a sense of how Alltech is leading the way. Our state is pleased to help this company succeed, not only with a $1 million grant for the center being dedicated here today, but also with a first-of-its-kind $8 million incentive package for the proposed refinery in Washington County. That proposed refinery, by the way, received notice on Friday, and many of you saw that story, that it will receive up to $30 million from the federal government. It seems that the United States government shares our confidence in Alltech and its subsidiary. Truly, this is an exciting day, and I congratulate Dr. and Mrs. Lyons on it. Now, all we need to do is clone this facility and put one in each of our other 119 counties in Kentucky. Thank you very much.